this will help or not, but it just reads what will take, what's currently happening with fees at the cemetery. The only changes to that from that that piece that Lynn gave me back in 2010, I believe, is that the opening and closing of the grave is $700, cremation burial is $200, and then it just reads in here, again with removal and replacement of memorials, that the owner is responsible for the full cost.
This is, again, your proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Proposed fee schedule.
And we'll have to add that to our existing, they got this one that all in one place.
Yeah. And again, that would be a public hearing to do that. But thanks, Jim, because that was a missing piece. Thanks for coming prepared for that solution.
And that's all I have.
No one from the fire department's here tonight. Planning and zoning. I did hear from Andrew. Justin, I don't know if you want a first crack at this.
No.
I did hear from Andrew. They had their public hearing. Again, they got some more feedback, and they're working to clean that up. And I said, okay, when we're ready, we're ready. I did let him know that because of the volume of that ordinance, right? I forget what it was, 27 pages or something. Because it was thick, we wanted days or a week or two to read through it and be prepared to move forward on that. We didn't want it just the night before and come to a meeting unprepared. So we'll see that when planning and zoning is ready to give it to us. That was his report. So anything else?
No.
From that? Okay. Any questions on that? The work that planning and zoning is working on? Okay. Administrative. Out-of-town electrical connection discussion. My assignment after last month was to get an opinion of our attorney. And I did that. And he actually sent me State Code 10-8-14. I think you guys all have copies of that. And so that outlines, so this is the complexity that I was talking about. That outlines the process. It is not as simple as Meadow Town Council saying yes or no. It's not. If we, because that piece of property is in the service territory for Dixie Power, and I'll just boil this down and I'll give you my copy, Dusty.
Thank you.
When you want to leave. Because that's in Dixie Powers, if Meadowtown wanted to provide power to that lot, we would have to request permission from Dixie Power and have that permission granted to us. Then we would take that permission and we would apply or appeal to the Public Service Commission to approve that agreement. If those two approvals made it, so at any stage, Meadowtown could say, we're not interested in going running that gauntlet. Dixie Power could say no. Or the Utah Public Utility Commission could say no. If all three of those are yeses, then it comes back to us, and we could do that. But there's some other stipulations about those fees and those rates that are contained here. So my initial assumption that this is our decision space was not entirely correct. Our decision space is that we could request, but this is a much bigger process as defined by the Utah State Legislature. So this is relatively new, but it backdates on some of those properties. So our attorney's advice is this is a bad idea because it is so cumbersome and so complex. He advised us not to proceed. However, it is that decision to request lies with us, right? It's a process that we could go to Dixie Power. If that works, then we would have to go to the Utility Commission. And then it comes back to us. So it's possible, but it's super complex and not just a quick thumbs up, let's go hook him up tomorrow kind of a process. So that was my homework. Find out what the attorney said, and I actually found some state code on that. Any discussion?
To me, it's cut and dried. And I don't think that's something that we want to jump into. As I read these and studied this that you've given me here, the state code, it's a lot of hoops to jump through. And I don't know whether we want to proceed with that. It'd be nice to be able to give him power, but, you know, are we opening up some real issues here? That's my thoughts.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna say, yeah, hoops to jump through, but if in fact that ended up being something that was voted on, and I again will not be voting on that, then I think the process would need offered to the people that were told no previously, or we're gonna have issue.
So that would be address or location specific, right? If we had three spots we wanted to offer to, those are three separate applications that could be denied at either place, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Jeff. Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Would you entertain any other discussion outside? Would you have a public comment on that?
Not right now. We actually asked for public comment and we got an earful, so
sure.
At this point, decision time. So I think the way I'm looking at this is we've had a request, but the only way it's going to go to a vote of the council is if there is a motion and a second, and then there we could vote. If we don't get a motion and or we don't get a second, then it stays where it's at. I mean, that's procedurally how it works. Okay. That can come up, I guess, later or not. Next on our agenda is planning and zoning membership. We have been short a planning and zoning member. Ralph Maxfield is interested in participating. He's been to a meeting or two, and I would like to have Ralph join our planning and zoning commission. Is there any opposition or discussion or concerns about having Ralph, fill in there.
Is he the developer?
No, he lives there. So.
He's not a developer?
I think he works for Clyde Construction.
Right. Okay.
I think he builds highways and freeways or stuff like that. Yes. No concerns with that? Okay.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to Ralph, and we'll have Ralph continue and come to those meetings and be a part of planning and zoning. I think that'll be a great addition for us.
How many folks are on the planning and zoning?
Four.
We have a list, and they have kind of a backup list. And
there's Rex Williams, Sean Kelly,
Taylor's deaf, James Wilcox, Ralph now, and Sarah Lombard, of course, she's only come a couple
times.
And then Andrew.
We will excuse Sarah, because that's extra, right? We'll replace Sarah.
Yeah.
So that's my chess move. We haven't seen her much, I think, with her schedule, and so we'll get Ralph engaged. Okay, thank you. Kimmel and Roberts, agreed upon procedures and report for Meadowtown. That was in everyone's packet, right?
Yep.
So that was in your packets for you to review. Again, the only thing they cautious on was the cemetery fee schedule. And I think we have a proposal in front of us for that. And Monica, did you bring some copies?
I didn't. We need to have...
We'll have...
Yeah, and I have it pretty much ready, so...
We'll bring some copies and those can be available. I think we had one request already. We'll get those shared out. Any comments or questions about those reports?
Is that fee that we paid them, is that an ongoing fee annually?
Yeah, we pay it every year.
Okay. Those are some pricey items.
Yes. Yeah.
They seem to be a little more pricey this year.
Next, yearly conflict of interest declaration and code of conduct. You have two forms in your packets, a code of conduct and a conflict of interest. The conflict of interest has to do a lot with interests or employment or things like that in parties that would have to do business with Meadowtown.
And that has to go on the state website.
So if one of us had a financial interest or employee of a chip sealing company that we just hired, that could be an issue, right? Or if we were on the UAMPS board, whatever, right? I mean, just so hopefully you've read through those. Code of Ethics, similar, just making sure we're above board and with that oath. So those are due to Monica tonight, so please make sure you read those and get those turned in so we get those collected and posted.
Or I'll track you down.
As we enter into other business, I want to report back to the town council. I have heard from several people in town their appreciation for waiving the December bill of fees and those utility bills. I think that was timely. Folks appreciated that. Like I've literally heard from multiple people that said thank you for that. And I want to say thank you to Monica because I think the bureaucracy on her end to navigate those pieces was not easy. She and I talked several times about how to do that. I think that took some money out of water and out of power to make that happen. But we had those funds and that worked. And so I just want to let you know, and maybe you've heard the same, but there's people in town that really appreciated that work that we did to make that possible. So Monica, thank you for that, and thank you for the votes that came in to make that happen. Thank you. Any other business tonight?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming out.